It's Wake Up Bibla, River 1467 at 8 to 8. All the latest news coming up for you shortly. MasterChef Season 13 continues in finals week at the moment. My goodness, isn't it getting intense? And Tuesday night, finalists made their way to Melbourne's newest and highest profile restaurant for 2021, Martin Benn Society. And six contestants left. One of them had to go. I'm very pleased to have Sabina Newton on the line with me. Good morning to you, Sabina.
Good morning.
I would imagine you'd rather not be talking to me at this point of time.
No, that's okay. I've made peace with the macadamia disaster. So yes. You know what? It's just a cooking show, and I was sad to leave. But yeah, onwards and upwards from here.
Oh, good on you. Let me start with one of your quotes. It was the most amazing restaurant you've ever seen. Talking about Martin Benn Society. Tell us about it.
So basically, we walked in, and I've just never ever seen anything like it. First of all the seats are velvet. It's just so luxurious. But I think the thing that took me most by surprise was walking into that kitchen. I have just never seen anything like it. It was brand spanking new, the kitchen. Just the most insane kitchen I've ever seen and will probably ever seen for the rest of my life. So it was a real privilege to have the opportunity to get into his kitchen and have a go.
Hey, now let's get to your dish. Speaking about the macadamia dish, you drew number 5 in the at the beginning of the show, which meant you had desserts. And the moment when you got desserts, you could clearly tell that you weren't too happy about it. But then when they revealed, the macadamia nuts, your face, it just went a little bit, what have they given me?
I know. I was trying to prepare myself for all of the possible ingredients that could have been under that cloche. And for some reason, macadamias did not come into my head. So I wasn't too happy when I saw them. I do know what they are, but I just didn't know how to create a nice light first dessert with the macadamias and got a bit overwhelmed, I think.
At the end of the show, though, I didn't think you were going to go. In fact, I thought Linda's ice cream might have sent her home. Also, Kishwawa, she was having a few issues with the quail. You seemed to be right on target. Not only that, you really liked what you cooked up. It just came down to toasting the macadamia sprinkles would have kept you in the show. Is that right from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing. I was watching as well last night and thought it seemed pretty close, which I suppose is good and bad because I probably was just an inch away from staying. Yeah. I should have got those macadamias in the oven and toasted away, but you live and you learn, and I'll definitely be toasting them from now on.
Yes. All right, where to from here?
So at the moment, I'm just trying to work out some work experience with some of the guest judges that came in. So hopefully we'll be going into state and doing some work experience in some kitchens. And hopefully one day in the next few years, maybe I'll have my own little restaurant here in Hobart. That's the plan.
In Hobart?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I tell you what, you did some amazing, amazing dishes, and no doubt you're very proud for what you achieved through the show. One final question. Who do you think, now that you've gone, who do you think's going to win? Have you any ideas?
I definitely think Pete's got it in the bag. Yeah. I mean, the way that he thinks about food is unlike any other person in the kitchen. He is just crazy when it comes to concepts and execution. So I reckon Pete, he's my best.
But you wouldn't have thought so at the beginning of the show. I think he's developed during the show to become a favourite. Quite interesting.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sabina, it's lovely to have you here as part of River 1467. I certainly wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you for having me on. It was lovely to speak to you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, MasterChef continues tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30. Who's your pick to win?
River 1467.